The following program, The Russ Belville Show, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate to the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate any illegal activity and encourage all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers on The Russ Belville Show are their own, and The Russ Belville Show cannot be held legally responsible for their validity or reliability. Viewer discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it,
and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think that we need to rethink it and criminalize
to the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Yeah, I hear you. You had a question for me.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
We love the air.
Good day, tokers and tokettes, and welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, February 12th, 2014, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Thank you for being a part of the Voice of the Marijuana Nation. We're so glad to have you here for the next 2 hours. We've got so much news, interviews, music, and more to bring you about the growing truth about cannabis and its legalization. So thanks for being here. On the show today, we've got some more highlights recorded from our weekend visit to the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup in San Bernardino, California. We've got an interview with CanNet Radio and CanNet Media's David Kowalski. You hear him here on 420 Radio on the Cannabis Network radio program. He's got a lot of irons in the media fire and some very exciting developments that might bring 420 Radio to even more listeners. So stay tuned for that interview coming up at the end of the show. We've also got an example of what I do at these events, and that is to do presentations and to talk to the people as they're milling about these cannabis cups. We did our version of the 420 Radio drug test, the only drug test you can pass at a cannabis cup, and you'll get to hear that. It's basically a little trivia game, and I hope you enjoy it. Also on today's show, it's Irie Wednesday for our Daily Toker Tunes. Gordon Green will be calling in. He has got some music for us from Bob Marley and the Wailers in the celebration of Bob Marley's birthday last week, so looking forward to that. And in behind the headlines today, I am so excited because new data just came out in an interview in Time Magazine today about Washington State DUID statistics. You remember when I-502 was on the ballot and everybody was saying, oh my God, 5 nanograms, they're going to be shooting hippie fish in a barrel. They're going to be arresting tokers like crazy for DUID. Well, no surprise what the statistics tell you. I'll tell you what they say in the Behind the Headlines segment. But before that, we've got to get to our 420 Radio news. In the headlines today, we've got members of Congress calling on Obama to reschedule marijuana. We got Oregon state prosecutors talking about legalizing marijuana. High Times is suing the state of Colorado. Fresno County has banned all marijuana growing, even medical. And another UFC fighter taken out by a drug test. Then stay tuned for Hour 2 in Toker Talk Radio. We've got more to bring you, including a stupid prohibition story and the debut of Budcam at the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup. Thanks for listening to us. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors. If you'd like to help us stay on the air, become a VIP member today. Check out 420radio.org for more details.
The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
Cannabis Outreach Collective is an alternative health and wellness option located in Gladstone, Oregon, that serves patients in the Portland area and beyond. We are a full-service alternative health and wellness collective accommodating patients with natural, organic, holistic, and homeopathic remedies, nutritional guidance, advice, education, and medical cannabis fully in accordance with Oregon OMMP law. You can find out more about Cannabis Outreach Collective on Facebook at COC503 or by emailing cannabisoutreachcollective503@gmail.com or by telephone at 503-853-1319. Check out our menu on Weed Maps and visit Cannabis Outreach Collective today. 420 Radio, your ticket to Seattle Hemp Fest. When you are starting up a medical cannabis business, you don't just want any attorney. You want a fired-up lawyer who understands the needs of cannabis consumers. The Law Office of Lauren Vasquez is your fired-up lawyer for the cannabis industry. Lauren Vasquez knows the details of California marijuana law from both a personal and professional angle. Lauren Vasquez rose from the ranks of college normal activist to become one of the Bay Area's best marijuana lawyers. Visit her website, fireduplawyer.com, or call 1-855-MMJ-LAWS for more information. That's 855-665-5297 for Lauren Vasquez, your Fired Up Lawyer, or email fireduplawyer@gmail.com. The number again is 855-MMJ-LAWS, 855-665-5297 for your Fired Up Lawyer, Lauren Vasquez. Lauren Vasquez is an activist attorney you can trust. Call today. This is your 420 Radio News for Wednesday, February 12, 2014, brought to you by the National Cannabis Coalition. I'm Russ Belville. 18 members of Congress joined together today in calling on President Obama to use his authority to reclassify marijuana from its current position as a dangerous drug alongside heroin and LSD with no medical value. Quote, classifying marijuana as Schedule I at the federal level perpetuates an unjust and irrational system, reads the congressional letter. Schedule I recognizes no medical use, disregarding both medical evidence and the laws of nearly half of the states that have legalized medical marijuana. End quote. The letter was authored by Oregon's Representative Earl Blumenauer and was co-signed by 16 Democrats, including California Representatives Sam Farr, Mike Honda, Jared Huffman, Barbara Lee, Zoe Lofgren, Alan Lowenthal, and Eric Swalwell. Illinois Representatives Mike Quigley and Jan Schakowsky, Arizona Representative Raul Grevalia, Tennessee Representative Steve Cohen, Massachusetts Representative James McGovern, Virginia Representative James Moran, Texas Representative Beto O'Rourke, Colorado Representative Jared Polis, and Vermont Representative Peter Welch. Representative Dana Rohrabacher from California is the only Republican co-sponsor. Two tough-on-crime former prosecutors from Portland, Oregon's Multnomah County are tentatively supporting legislation to place marijuana legalization on the ballot. Norm Frank, who retired last year as the county's chief deputy district attorney, told the Oregonian newspaper, quote, "It's going to happen. This is just a political fact in Oregon, even if some people don't want to admit it," end quote. Mark McDonnell, who ran the district attorney's drug unit for 15 years before retiring 18 months ago, said, quote, "It's clear to us that essentially the legalization debate is over. The only question is in what form," end quote. State Senator Floyd Prezansky's bill would ask voters if the legislature should craft regulations to legalize possession of 8 ounces and 4 plants by January 1st, 2015, though Prezansky may reduce that to 6 ounces and 3 plants before moving it out of committee. McDonnell, however, wants Prezansky to drop it to 1 ounce possession and eliminate home growing by all but medical marijuana patients. High Times Magazine and Denver's Westword are suing the state of Colorado over advertising restrictions for marijuana. According to the regulations, recreational marijuana stores can advertise only in publications, television and radio broadcasts, and on billboards that have, quote, "reliable evidence that no more than 30% of the audience is reasonably expected to be under the age of 21," end quote. there is no such restriction on medical marijuana businesses. The lawsuit argues Colorado's regulations are an unconstitutional restriction of free speech. The magazines are, quote, chilled from soliciting advertisements from prospective clients and prevented from making revenue from clients who wish to engage in advertising concerning marijuana-related products and services, end quote, the lawsuit's complaint states. The lawsuits are filed in federal court, which may hinder the case for free speech concerning a lawful activity. However, a previous federal judge threw out Colorado's restriction on placing High Times and other pop magazines behind the counter, like pornography. Fresno County's new marijuana grow ban is turning neighbors into narcs. The county supervisors had previously banned medical marijuana grows outside of manufacturing zones in January, but extended it last week to include all indoor and outdoor grows in all unincorporated areas of the county. According to KFSN-TV, quote, deputies have been getting a lot of calls from Fresno County residents turning in their neighbors, tenants, and even friends for illegally growing pot, end quote. Already, sheriff's deputies have taken down one 500-plant and one 1,000-plant grow. Fines for illegal grows in the county start at $1,000 per plant. Fresno is the first county in California to enact a complete ban on all marijuana growing, following the lead of the city of Live Oak, whose total ban was upheld by the California Court of Appeals, which established the right of any locality in California to ban medical marijuana grows. UFC fighter Jessica Evil Eye has been fined following detection of cannabinoids in her urine. The 135-pound fighter won a split decision in her octagon debut over Sarah Kaufman at UFC 166 in Houston, Texas, to up her record to 11-1. However, the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation changed her victory to a no contest after a positive marijuana drug test. Eye has admitted to the violation in a settlement agreement that places her on license probation in Texas for 1 year, during which she must keep Texas officials appraised of all her fights and drug tests and pay a fine of $1,875. Failure to adhere to the probation will cost I her license for 6 months, but the terms of the probation do not interfere with I's next scheduled fight with Alexis Davis at the UFC 170 pay-per-view scheduled for Saturday, February 22nd. This has been your 420 Radio News for Wednesday, February 12th, 2014. I'm Russ Belville. Transcripts of 420 Radio News are available at the National Cannabis Coalition. Visit ncc420.com to download today. When we come back, we'll go behind the headlines and take a look at new drugged driving statistics from Washington State that puncture the scaremongering claims of both sides of the marijuana issue. You're listening to The Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org. We'll be right back. Hey, Tokers and Tokettes, Radical Russ here to introduce you to my friend Matt and all the staff at Lush LED Lighting. Growing plants indoors can be a rewarding hobby, but electricity bills can go through the roof. Then you have to cool down all those big hot lights. It can drive a grower insane. With Lush LED Lighting, you can solve many of these issues and double your rewards. If you thought LEDs were... meet the tech of today. Matt and his scientists have developed the perfect light for flowering plants with far less cost and heat. And the results? Let's just say I appear at a lot of events with the masters of indoor horticulture, and the harvests I saw from Lush LED Lighting were big, tight, sticky, and very effective. Check out LushLEDLighting.com right now and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Double your rewards and lower your expenses with Lush LED Lighting. Adam Hand of Handmade Apparel produces quality custom designs for t-shirts, hats, and other apparel. Handmade Apparel is the official design shop for 420 Radio, The Russ Belville Show, Ganja John, and Cascadia Concentrates, among many clients who rely on Adam Hand for everything from short-run custom projects to full-run clothing lines. Adam's meticulous designs are individually crafted and screened in vibrant high-definition color. Visit handmadeapparel.biz to browse the selection of handmade gear or to get a personal quote for your own designs. Handmade Apparel, a proud supporter of 420radio.org.
Let
Free Weed with Danny Danko from Brooklyn, New York, every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, and 1 a.m. GMT, right here on 420radio.org. Welcome back, everyone. 15 after the hour, and time for us to go behind the headlines, where we find a drugged driving danger that declined after Washington State legalized marijuana. One of the dire consequences that was predicted by the opponents of marijuana legalization in Washington State was that there'd be stoned mayhem on the freeways with, you know, drivers high on newly legal pot, wrecking their cars and endangering the public. An opposite dire consequence predicted by marijuana aficionados who opposed Initiative 502 was that police would be shooting hippie fish in a barrel by using the new 5 nanogram per milliliter per se driving under the influence of drugs statute to rack up DUID arrests of innocent, unimpaired, frequent tokers guilty only of always having at least 5 nanograms of THC in their bloodstream. Now, while this data collection isn't as precise as it should be, what we can surmise from the data so far is that neither the stoned mayhem on the freeways nor the shooting hippie fish in a barrel predictions came true. In fact, from all preliminary appearances, driving has gotten safer in Washington State following legalization of marijuana. The latest indicator comes via Time magazine, which interviewed Sergeant Jason Hicks with the Washington State Patrol. Hicks told Time that in 2012, Washington made 1,621 arrests for driving under the influence of drugs. In 2013, there were 1,357 DUID arrests, a decline of over 16%. Now, to be fair, these arrests are for all drugs. Marijuana is not identified separately. But it doesn't look like there's been a mass of DUID arrests for tokers. Another indicator came last fall when law enforcement participated in the annual Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration issues grants to states for extra DUI patrols between mid-August and Labor Day weekend. The start of the campaign just happens to coincide with Seattle Hemp Fest, where 200,000 marijuana smokers converge over a 3-day weekend. So, in 2012, there were 374 people arrested for DUI in King County, where Seattle is located, during that campaign. In 2013, just 292 people got DUIs in King County, a decline of 22%. Now again, to be fair, these are all DUIs, including alcohol. But it doesn't look like people were shooting hippie fish in a barrel. The stoned mayhem on the freeway scare that led I-502 to include a 5 nanogram per se DUID limit also never materialized. According to Washington Traffic Safety Commission data, in the first three quarters of 2012, there were 90 fatality crashes and 102 fatalities involving drug-impaired drivers. In the first three quarters of 2013, there were 86 fatality crashes and 93 fatalities. Now, we don't have fourth quarter data yet for 2013. That's why we're just comparing the first three quarters of both years. And this is despite the fact that the state is on track to record over a third more THC blood tests of drivers that are over the 5 nanogram limit. Besides, as Sergeant Hicks explained to Time, it's the totality of a driver's impairment that matters, not how much THC is in his or her bloodstream. He said, quote, "I could give you study after study after study that shows that at a blood alcohol content of 0.08, there are levels of impairment with just about everybody. I couldn't produce those same studies when it comes to the 5 nanogram limit for marijuana," end quote. Sergeant Hicks of the Washington State Patrol. So as it becomes clearer that legalization doesn't increase traffic danger, the public is going to become more comfortable with legalization in their state without these unscientific DUID limits, and it's going to give activists a better chance at repealing those limits in Washington and Colorado. And that's why throughout the campaigns here in the Pacific Northwest, I told people in Washington, just bite the bullet for now, go with it for now, because as soon as it's legal, that provides us the evidence and it provides our scientists the ability to do the research and gather the data that will prove once and for all that any sort of THC limit is completely arbitrary and unscientific. But if we don't get legalization passed, we never get that opportunity to find out for sure. The videotape from Cairo showing all day Addy driving around at 7 times the legal limit just fine was a picture worth a million words. And that picture couldn't have been taken if marijuana wasn't legal. All right, we're going to celebrate that fact. It's 20 after the hour. We hope you get a chance to celebrate as well. Looks like we're going to have some hash.
Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would sell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Know Herb Thrasher from the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Now get ready for Herb Age Designs for the proud cannabis consumer. Herb Age Designs, lifestyle gear for the 420 friendly. Herb Age Designs, home of the famous lighter leash. Herb Age Designs, get your Herb Age t-shirts and hoodies and show your pride. Herb Age Designs, we've got frisbee golf discs and durable hemp gear. Herb Age Designs. We've got shot glasses, drinking glasses, coffee mugs, and beer cozies. Check us out on Facebook and online at herbagedesigns.com. And follow Herb Age and Herb Thrasher on Twitter. We'll see you at this year's Hemp Fest. Crank it up!
Georgia.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson, and I need your help. Alcohol prohibition didn't work in the 20s, and marijuana prohibition isn't working today. It's time we stop arresting law-abiding citizens because they prefer marijuana over alcohol. Nearly 2,000 Americans are arrested every day on marijuana charges. We're unfairly destroying the lives and careers of hundreds of thousands of people each year simply because they smoke marijuana. These are not criminals. They're average citizens like you, good neighbors who work hard, raise families, pay taxes, and contribute to their communities. We need your help to end marijuana prohibition once and for all. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes. The best in pod-safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Irie Wednesday, featuring reggae, ska, and other world music genres. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tunes.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Time for our Daily Toker Tunes. We got Gordon Green on the line. How you doing, Gordon?
Doing great, Russ. How about yourself?
I'm fantastic, and I saw your request come in that you're heading out to Spanibus. When is that happening, and what's it all about?
Spanibus is the largest cannabis fair in the world. It draws more than 20,000 visitors over a three-day period. It's been expanded by a couple of thousand feet this year. It's held in a huge convention center in the edge of Barcelona, and happens this year March 14th, 15th, and 16th, and it's going to be great. Going to hook up with Jorge Cervantes there, going to hook up with Cannabis Cure UK, and hopefully going to be bringing you some reports and live content.
All right. Looking forward to coverage here on 420 Radio of Spanibus from Barcelona, Spain this March. And of course, we've got Gordon Green's Music Planet that is playing here in regular rotation on 420 Radio. What do you have for us this week, Gordon?
Show today was Classic Cuba and old time Cuban music, a little pre-revolutionary and post-revolutionary tunes, Buena Vista Social Club, Afro-Cuban All-Stars, Ninkyo Sakito. It's a great show, and I stick it to some Cuban politicians that apparently are not cool with the Castro regime spying on Cubans, but they're totally cool with the Bush and Obama regimes spying on Americans.
Well done. So, yeah, looking forward to that. The replays will be coming up later this weekend. Check 420radio.org/schedule for the times in your time zone. And then, of course, we've got today's song for Irie Wednesday, which is special based on last week. Tell our listeners about this.
Yeah, man. It was Bob Marley's birthday last, I think it was last Thursday. And I'm playing one of my favorite songs. I haven't played Bob Marley yet on Irie Wednesday. And I've been saving it for a special occasion. Just for listeners that might want to check it out, there's actually two bands that are touring now that are descended from the Wailers. There's a band called the Original Wailers, and there's a band called the Wailers. And they both share different former band members of the Wailers, and they're both great in their own right. One of them is on tour in Spain right now. The other's on tour in the U.S. And you can check out Polestar.com for concert listings in your area. Recommend you check either one of them out. Today's song is from Kaya. The Bob Marley album just had its 35th anniversary last year, and they released a double album. Remastered tracks. Second album is where today's track is from. That is a live recording from a concert in 1978 from the Ahoy Arena in Rotterdam, Holland. And actually, I've been to that arena. I saw System of a Down there in 2005. And nothing special about it, really. It's just your average concert venue. But this is one of my favorite Bob songs. It's a little bit different version from the one that people are used to. This is The Heathen from 1978 in Ahoy in Rotterdam from the deluxe edition of Kaya on The Russ Belleville Show.
Support the Russ Belville Show. Text the word RUSS to 420-420 and connect with the National Cannabis Coalition. You can also send $10 to the Russ Belville Show right from your smartphone. That's RUSS to 420-420. You're listening to Radical RUSS on the Russ Belville Show.
Weed Porn Daily, starring Oscar Diaz from Florida, Tuesdays at 11 a.m. on 420radio.org.
I want to give a shout-out, too, to my friends Jared and Electric Bob, too, who's also a good friend of mine out there. He's a friend of yours on the show. I take it. Yes.
Hell yeah. Electric Bob was just asking about our tunes out there. He runs our Electric Bob's Boogaloo that appears on 420 Radio on a regular basis. All right, so we are playing the 420 Radio drug test to win an ice-cold bottle of water. All you need to do is to answer correctly enough questions from our categories that will total 1 ounce. Your questions run from swag all the way to a quarter pound in the categories of hemp history, questions about the history of marijuana, dabology, questions about dabbing and oils, reform legends, questions about the activists who got us to the point we're at today, herbal health, questions about the health aspects of cannabis, viper sports, sports figures who've been busted for weed, and medical cannabis, more information on the medical use. So, your choice, any limit, but here's the other catch. If you miss a question, the man gets your weed, and you've got to end with more weed than the man.
Got it.
At least an ounce, but more than the man.
Okay, got it. All right, so we're going to start with hemp history for a quarter.
Hemp history for a quarter. Following the Schaefer Commission report of 1972, this state was the first to pass a statewide decrim initiative, California, New York, or Oregon?
I'm going to say C, Oregon.
The answer is C, Oregon, which passed marijuana decrim in 1973. So you get that quarter ounce going to Indica. You're going to be Indica today. So you got your quarter ounce and control of the board.
Okay, let's go with medical cannabis for an eighth.
Medical cannabis for an eighth. Which has more state-registered medical marijuana patients, Michigan or California?
California.
Sorry, trick question. California doesn't have a state registry.
Oh.
Michigan has 135,000 patients as of April.
That was a trick question.
Trick question. So the eighth goes to the man, but you're still ahead of the man. He's only got an eight. You got a quarter. You still have the board.
Okay, let's go with herbal health for a quarter.
Herbal health for a quarter. According to the U.S. federal government, which of the following is not a medicine? Cocaine, methamphetamine, or marijuana? Which is not a medicine?
B, methamphetamine.
Ooh, sorry, marijuana.
C? What?
Is not considered a medicine by the federal government. Meth and coke are Schedule II. They can be prescribed.
No way.
That's hard to believe, isn't it? All right, so that's herbal health for a quarter, and that goes to the man. So the man's ahead of you, 3/8 to a quarter. Mm. Your turn.
Let's go back to hemp history for an eighth.
Hemp history for an eighth. Which happened first, the discovery of THC or the presidency of Richard Nixon?
The discovery of THC.
That's right. 1964, THC was discovered. Nixon was elected in 68. So that's hemp history for an eighth going to Indica team. You have 3/8. You're tied with the man. Continue.
Let's go hemp history for a half.
Hemp history for a half. Place these events in American history in the order which they occurred. The first hemp plantation, the first state to make marijuana illegal, federal marijuana prohibition, and the first medically recognized cannabis use in the United States. Which, let's just start with which came first.
Okay, D.
Okay.
A.
Okay.
C. No, B and then C.
D-A, B-C. Oh, I'm sorry, it's A-D. Hemp was actually planted in 1611 in the colonies.
I see. Okay, so we're going back before the founding of the country.
Yeah, all the way back. Well, that's a good point, though. In American history, well,
yeah, you didn't. Yeah, exactly.
That's a good point.
You said American history, so.
All right, so we won't give that to the man either. I'll tell you what, we'll give that one to where are we at? We were at hemp history for a half. That one we'll give to sativa. To the tie. All right, you have the board.
Okay, let's go with Reform Legends for an eighth.
Reform Legends for an eighth. True or false? PBS, public broadcasting, travel celebrity Rick Steves, they force him to censor any mention or video of Dutch marijuana coffee shops while filming his popular TV series.
True.
Ooh, false.
False?
In a number of his episodes, he explains how Europeans and Americans are different. Oh, my goodness. The man is kicking. You might have to try some swag here to catch up.
Right, right. Let's do Vapor Sports for an eighth.
Viper Sports for an eighth.
Viper Sports.
True or false, the NBA randomly drug tests for marijuana use in the off season.
True.
False.
False?
Because the NBA would still like to have players. All right, so that was Viper for an eighth going to the man. The man's kicking butt here.
Yeah, he is.
Try some swags?
Let's do medical cannabis for a swag.
Medical cannabis swag. True or false? According to the federal government, marijuana has no recognized medical value in the United States.
True.
That is true, despite 20 states that have medical marijuana. So you get medical cannabis for swag. You are now up to a half ounce. Continue.
Okay. Medical cannabis for a quarter.
Medical cannabis for a quarter. Which of these conditions has not been shown to be treatable with medical marijuana? A, multiple sclerosis. B, Crohn's disease. C, boogie fever.
I'm going to say C.
That's right. Boogie fever, one of the only conditions marijuana is known to exacerbate. All right. So boogie fever, that's medical cannabis for a quarter. Going to Team Indica. You're up to three quarters now.
Okay, let's stay medical cannabis for a half.
Ooh, medical cannabis for a half. Which of these medical cannabis states allows the most mature flowering plants to be grown per patient? Vermont, Oregon, Michigan, or New Mexico?
B, Oregon.
Ooh, I'm sorry, it's Michigan, 12 plants. Oregon allows 24 plants, but only 6 can be mature.
Oh.
Yeah, 18 seedlings. All right.
Another trick question.
That was medical for a half going to the man. Now the man's got an ounce and an eighth, so you need 3/8 now to catch him. Swag is an eighth, by the way.
I'm going to do hemp history for an ounce.
Going big or going home. Hemp history for an ounce. Only one state has ever rejected a medical marijuana initiative at the ballot twice. What state was it? A red state. There's a hint. It is
in
a red state.
Right now, Florida.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, South Dakota.
South Dakota.
2006 and 2010. Wow, this is getting tough now. The man's always bringing us down, man. All right, you have the board.
All right, medical cannabis for 2 ounces.
Medical cannabis for 2 ounces. Marijuana contains many cannabinoids. Name 5 of them.
CBC, THC, TBD.
CBD?
I said CBD,
okay,
didn't I?
Okay, you got that, yeah.
Yeah, I said CBD. CBN.
CBN?
CBG?
And CBD, that's
okay.
Right. Those are some of them. Here are all of them. THC, CBD, CBN, CBG, CBC, CBL, CBV, THCV, CBDV, CBCV, CBGV, CBGM. But CBGB is not one of them. That's a punk club in New York. All right, so you got medical cannabis for 2 ounces going to Team Indica, which means you are our winner.
Yeah! Major comeback.
Let's get you that bottle of water. Congratulations. And good luck in Arizona.
Thank you very much, sir. Love your show. Have a great day.
All right, thank you for playing our 420 Radio drug test, the only drug test you can pass. That's right. You could win an ice-cold bottle of water just by answering drug war trivia questions right here at 420 Radio. We're going to take a break, play some more music for you. We'll be right back.
That's some of our live coverage of the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup down there in San Bernardino, California last weekend. We've also got some pictures from the event on our live webcam. So if you're listening on the podcast and want to see some of the pictures, catch the replay on 420radio.org on demand or through my YouTube page at Radical Russ. Stick around. We've got David Kowalski from Cannabis Network Radio coming up next.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420-friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belleville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belleville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
New Approach Oregon is a coalition of Oregon citizens who believe that treating marijuana use as a crime has failed, costing taxpayers millions in law enforcement resources. We believe it's time for a new approach on marijuana, and that Oregonians deserve a chance to decide in the 2014 general election. Our approach will regulate, tax, and legalize marijuana for adults in Oregon. By implementing a strict system to regulate, tax, and legalize marijuana, we can move Oregon forward and create new revenue for critical services. Under our approach for 2014, 40% of funds would support K-12 education, 20% would support mental health and treatment services, and 15% would be dedicated to law enforcement. Public opinion, coupled with victories in Washington and Colorado, confirms marijuana legalization is inevitable. Visit our website at newapproachoregon.com or our page on Facebook at New Approach Oregon. Thank you.
420 Radio, your ticket to the High Times Cannabis Cups.
Statistics show that 40% of all kids who smoke marijuana live in the city. Guess where the other 60% live?
You want to legalize it? Call your congressman today. 202-224-3121. It's free, it's easy, and you don't even have to give your name, just your zip code, and they'll hook you up to your congressman. Call 202-224-3121 and tell Congress you support marijuana legalization.
Liberate your mind, liberate your mind. Liberate your mind, liberate your mind. That's what you got to do.
All right, we're here with David Kowalski from Cannabis Network Radio at the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup in San Bernardino. We're live on 420 Radio. You can pick us up on TuneIn Radio if you got a smartphone. TuneIn Radio app, look for 420 Radio. So, David, we're picking bones. We got bones to pick. Pick away.
All right. So, you know, coming up to this, you know, everyone's, you know, you contact me for information, general High Times, though. I'm sure you get a lot of questions. People saying, can we smoke weed here if we're not a patient? And the answer is no. So the typical response I've been getting is, well, when it's going to be legalized, when it's going to be this. And it's not just here in California, but it's, you know, so many other states now that we're segueing into 2014, as I label it, the year that everything changes.
Yes.
Because I believe that everything is going to change this year. However, you know, the political process, I know that you're a fan of politics and political process, and I'm the fan of direct action. Let's go and storm the state house and, you know, whatever kind of action. And, you know, some people say to me, why are you anti the political process? And my answer is, I'm not anti the political process because I'm lobbying. I've been in Pennsylvania. I've been in Maryland. I've been in Florida. You know, I go and do my thing. I write the people I need to write. I pick my bones. But truth be told is the power does lie in the people.
Yeah.
First and foremost, because the people are the ones that influence
the legislatures and the politicians. But let's just leave politics out for half a second, and this is where my bones pick comes in. The power truly is at the people, because if we focus on jury nullification and we focus on people that go ahead and get arrested for misdemeanor marijuana crimes and things like that, then people can realize if DAs are not getting convictions, judges are not being able to go ahead and convict people because they're not getting convictions, the people are going to eliminate, you know, prosecution for cannabis. So yes, truly is a way to circumvent having to deal with writing bad bills and dealing with politicians, so on and so forth. It's a matter of educating people on how they can stand up and circumvent the system by not finding people guilty for misdemeanor marijuana crimes and other drug crimes as well.
I have the perfect illustration of that in a story that we covered just yesterday. Actually, Jacob Sullum in Reason brought this story to light. But it's the story of in Texas, a grand jury in Texas refused to indict a marijuana grower who had shot and killed a sheriff who had burst in the door for the warrant. And the Texas grand jury said, nope, we're not going to indict. Now, I can't think of another case in America where someone killed a cop in a grow and didn't get indicted, much less Texas.
That is true.
And it's just beginning to get to the point, you know, there was a few cases in Montana where they couldn't seat a jury. They just could not find enough people that was like, he did what? Oh, just let him go.
Exactly. So, you know, my pet peeve is that people need to understand that it's more than just a political process. And, you know, I hate to say it, but I've been to so many different meetings of various organizations, you know, of people that want to make the effort to get together, and they're so focused on the political agenda and the political process, they lose that passion and drive that is needed for what I like to call boots on the ground, direct action activism, you know, that I'm the one that's fond of. You know, I'm the one that likes standing up and yelling at the cops and telling them, how dare you go ahead and, you know, take away my right to smoke, you know, here at Philadelphia or, you know, whatnot. It's not, you know, and I watch people come to these meetings and they start talking about, like, you know, the political process, and you watch their faces getting slowly glazed over.
Yeah.
And you're losing them and losing them and losing them. And these are people that need to be motivated and invigorated to go out and do stumping, to, you know, stomp their feet and yell and wave the signs. And we need those people too. And I think that especially in places like Maryland and other states in the East Coast where, you know, the push is there, but it's starting to brew. Yes, the people who are good at doing the political thing, do your political thing. But not everyone is cut out to do the political, you know, whatever you want to call it, two-step. You know, the politics two-step, and or the Washington two-step, or whatever you want, whatever. So instead of just focusing on political, you already have a group, start making it more of a social, because social action is really what's going to sway the vote in the long run. The more social is, the more it's talked about, the more it's advocated for verbally, the more people are going to realize that it needs to change. Politicians are listening, especially now. So if every other conversation they're hearing, whether it be on the news media, whether it be, you know, in circles of friends or whatever, is about marijuana, then it's going to start tapping in their head more so than any bill or any, like, petition is going to do.
Well spoken. Excuse me.
Oh, no.
I was out at the medicated area. well spoken. And this is something, too, they say, think globally, act locally. One of the things that catapulted, you know, if you think back in politics to how these two things kind of blend, because I see them as kind of two sides of the same coin or a double-edged sword or whatever metaphor you want to use, that the political action's worthless without popular support, and popular support's impotent without political action.
Yes.
But it is important that we get people involved politically, and one of the ways you can look at that in political history is in the early 60s, the Conservative Party in America, the Republicans, were decimated. They were down on their luck. And what did they do? They didn't start trying to aim their sights up at the president or Congress. They started taking over school boards. They started taking over local organizations, and then that built themselves the popular support they were looking for.
Well, yes. I mean, definitely, like, positioning yourself where you can start matriculating yourself in on a lower level gubernatorially,
sure,
or whatever, I guess, then that would be a start, I mean, to work with from inside out, you know. But again, I still think, truth be told, it starts with the basics of, you know, not you know, making sure that if you get a jury summons, go to a jury, you know, jury, don't be like, oh man, and try to bail out of it. Like, look at it as you have a, you have an opportunity to actually potentially change somebody's life. You never know what you're going to sit on.
Yeah.
You know, one of the biggest propaganda things they started was people being, oh man, I got to go to jury nullification. Sitting on a jury is a great thing. It's an opportunity to really hear a case. Granted, I know a lot of it's BS, but you know, every now and again, you never know what you're going to get. You might be the person that's sitting on that trial for a guy that's about to get his life ruined because they found half a joint in his car or something like that.
That's right. And please, if you're out there and you get a jury summons, take it, because I can't. I'm not going to get on a jury. I've been summoned twice in Multnomah County, and it's like I go and I sit in a room for about 3-4 hours, and apparently someone Googles me and says, all right, get the hell out.
I run into the same issue.
Yeah, I'm sure. I run into the same issue,
you know. It's like, you know, a lot of times when I show up at court to be a non-attorney representative to people,
yeah,
and I tell them, ask for a jury trial. As soon as a judge or, you know, DA hears that, they're like, oh, no. Because they know exactly the route that we're taking. You know, they know exactly what we're going to do. They know we're going to be there on a Monday morning handing out jury nullification flyers. They know that we're going to be there doing our thing. And, you know, truly it shows that the power does reside in the people. And then the next little issue that I have to go ahead and, like, just vent here for a second is the whole question everyone's asking me. Medical, recreational. I'm going to stop, and I'm going to not answer that question anymore, and I'm going to stand by what I've been saying almost in every show that I broadcast, is if the plant improves the quality of a person's life in any way, shape, or form, then there's absolutely no reason why it should not be considered beneficial for a person, healing for a person, or whatever verbiage you want to give it. So that's where it's at. No. Recreational? No. Medical? Can it help people? Absolutely. Are there tremendous medicinal properties to cannabis? Absolutely. No debate about it. But is there a differentiation between recreational and medicinal? Truth be told, there isn't, because people are ingesting cannabis, if they want to call it, to enhance a form of quality of their life in some way, shape, or form, whether it be depression, whether it be anxiety, whether it be stress. Every single ailment that someone is ingesting cannabis for is quote-unquote medical, you know, but I hate using that terminology.
Yeah, we're constrained by the language sometimes, because marijuana is its own I say it's like it's its own category. To call it just medical is too small.
Yeah.
Right? It is medical, but it's too small. And I think sometimes we focus on the wrong side of it. It's not the people or why they're using it. It's the plant and how harmful it is. And whether I'm healthy or whether I'm sick, the plant itself is no more harmful to me or society. So why do we treat it differently? Like, we end up with situations where medical marijuana law, you know, in Oregon, we've got 24 plants, 6 mature, 18 seedlings. And they're proposing, one of the legalization proposals is 4 plants. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Because I'm healthy.
That's
the
in
plants
Washington
are somehow more,
State?
What's that?
Is that that's Washington?
Oregon.
Okay.
Yeah, why? Because I'm healthy, I'm somehow, well, because patients need more. Well, I don't dispute that patients need a lot of medicine. I don't understand why healthy people need less.
You know? Well, I mean, the whole thing true with MMJ, though, is what I have found, truth be told, is in so many states, you know, aside from the ones that are popular, all the other states that are matriculating, Delaware, Maryland, even Montana, like, they had a great MMJ bill, then they flip-flopped on it, and, like, everything went to crap. So, like, you know, when you have these MMJ bills, some people say, oh, it's great, it's a first step. It might be a first step, but most of these MMJ bills are for sick and dying, and I'm not discounting that they need to get the medicine. But what about the person that has PTSD that in a week from now, because they're suffering, is going to pull a trigger to their head? Isn't that a person that might potentially be dying? And if that's not going to be covered by an MMJ bill, it's a bad bill, which is why legalization without putting a label on it is necessary to happen.
Yeah, and we get... You know, there's the argument that is made is for incrementalism, which I understand to a degree. Without medical marijuana, we wouldn't have opened up a lot of people's minds to the potential for legalization. However, when you use that metaphor of taking baby steps, the baby steps aren't supposed to get shorter. Yeah. We're supposed to go from baby steps to walking to running.
We're not supposed
to go from baby steps to crawling to sitting. And now we're starting to see every medical bill gets less and less. There's fewer conditions. They're stricter. There's no home grows.
Yeah, the concept of having a medical bill, or even in the case of Washington State, where they're even thinking about, because, oh, we have recreational, so you don't need to grow your own. It's like, whoa, let's just stop for a minute and think about this, you know? Like, the whole purpose, that's like someone saying to me, no, you can't grow tomatoes in your house, you have to go to the grocery store to buy them. Yeah. Like, no, that's not how that's going to work. That's not, that's digressing, not progress at all. So, you know, we have to be very, very careful, especially now when things are going to be changing rapidly and quickly, to not jump the gun to say something is better than nothing, because you might end up shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah, we want to be careful about which direction you're going to. Yeah. And one of the frames that I'm worried about lately is, you know, the miracle of the CBD oil for the epileptic kids, which it absolutely is. But in touting that miracle, some people say, yes, it doesn't get you high. It doesn't have THC. It doesn't get you high. It doesn't get you high. And I think of the PTSD patients or cancer patients that need THC thinking, hey, what's wrong with the
right,
little
but
high?
Even, but even that medicine. Bothers me, though, when they're talking about the high CBD and no THC, because as a matter of fact, you need a minimum of at least 3% THC to activate the CBD property
sure.
within it. So if you have, you know, CBD, THC nil properties, you're talking about hemp paste, and we're not going to get into that situation, and we're not going to discuss people that do things like that right now. Right. That's a whole, you know who you are. You should be ashamed of yourself.
We're speaking with David Kowalski from Cannabis Network Radio, airing here on 420 Radio. Check out our schedule at 420radio.org/schedule. You can find when CanNet Radio is on. That's CanNet Radio at CanNet Radio for the social media stuff.
And also, you know, CannabisNetworkRadio.com got a link right to Rush's show on there as well. So
yeah, the cannabis media, man, we're getting ourselves poised to take it to the next level. We don't know what it will become, but whatever it becomes, we'll be there.
I don't know. I'm ready to take on CNN. What about you?
I'm ready. Put my head in a box.
Absolutely.
Right there.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Give me Kevin Sabet. I'll feast on him.
he's going downhill quick, isn't he?
You know, it's just been interesting. There's been this trickle out of the past few days, of course, with President Obama saying marijuana is no more harmful than alcohol, and then Sabet ends up agreeing. I mean, Patrick Kennedy ends up agreeing with him. He says, "Well, I agree with the president. It's no more harmful than alcohol." And you could just see, I can just imagine Kevin Sabet going, "No, God, Patrick, jeez.
I got to spin another bunch of BS now, because that whole thing platform I'm starting on with, like, what is it, what is it he's doing? The safe,
smart approaches
safer,
to marijuana.
Right? Is that what it is?
Sam.
Project Sam. That's what it's
called. Yeah, learn about Sam.
Project Sam. Yeah, it's retarded. So,
but he's getting desperate. He was in Oregon and he's gained a lot of weight, actually. You know, and I'm like, dude, I'm the one that smokes pot all the time, and while I'm no svelte guy, I've pretty much stayed the same.
Nah, man, stress will do that to you. That's where I put on weight, you know.
No,
but
doubt it will.
Nonetheless,
ooh, no.
All right, Russ, it's been good chatting with you.
All
thank
right,
you,
man,
for giving us the opportunity to vent.
Thank you for venting. And listen to Cannabis Network Radio, folks. We're going to take a break because dry mouth happens. And when we come back, we'll see if we can round Coral Reefer up. I saw her walking by. Stick around. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show, 420radio.org, live coverage. Yeah, we had a good time there in San Bernardino at the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup. Our next cup coming up is on the 420 weekend in Denver, Colorado. I'm getting some invitations. I may be in 2 weeks. I might be in Minneapolis at a Minnesota Normal event. So that's tentative. Stay tuned for details on that as they unfold. Next month in March, the 22nd, I will be in Atlanta, Georgia for the Southern Cannabis Reform Conference, and perhaps staying a week in Georgia leading up to an event at the King Center. So lots of 420 Radio events coming in the future. Follow me at Radical Russ on Twitter for all the latest updates. Stay tuned also. We've got Hour 2 coming up next. We're leading out with some stupid prohibition stories, so that'll be a lot of fun. For Brian the Red, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us, and until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.